إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه، عليك أفضل الصلاة والسلام يا سيدي يا رسول الله. أما بعد، dear brothers and sisters, we are on the end of Ramadan. Ramadan is finished. Tomorrow may or may not be Eid, but Ramadan is finished. The opportunity is finished. Ramadan is an opportunity to all of us as Muslims for a lot of things. If you've lost it, you've lost it. All you have to do is to ask Allah for the next opportunity, inshaAllah. Sahaba radiallahu anhu will always ask Allah, Allahumma balighna Ramadan. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep us for the next Ramadan. Keep us alive for the next Ramadan. Because they know the opportunity behind Ramadan. It's a huge opportunity. Ulama mention actually a very optimistic viewpoint of life. He said every day, whether it's Ramadan or not Ramadan, it's a new opportunity for you to do repentance, to ask Allah for forgiveness. Every day, when you wake up, you have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave you a new opportunity now to do your repentance and ask Allah for forgiveness. And that's the big, one of the big, lot of lessons in Ramadan, but that is one of them. At-tatahhur, to purify yourself. One of the main lessons in Ramadan. رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Those people who are not busy at all from remembering Allah. To purify yourself. Purify yourself in all shapes and forms. In behavior. In the way you deal with people. Today, the way you deal with Allah. To maintain and improve that path between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan gives us this opportunity to do this as far as you can. A dhikr to remembering Allah is one of the main opportunities that Ramadan is raising the value of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With dhikr, as ulama said, dhikr the adhkar al-sabah wa al-masa' in the morning and in the night. وَأَذْكَارُ الْأَحْوَالِ وَأَذْكَارُ الْقُلُوبِ. So adhkar, that means you remember Allah day and night, which is a group of different dua. And adhkar al-ahwal, that means when you do something, like when you go in and you go into your car, Alhamdulillah الذي سخر لنا هذا وما كنا له مقرنين. When you go in and you go in the toilet, you go in with your left leg. أعوذ بالله من الخبث والخبائث. When you go out, you go with your right leg. الحمد لله الذي عفانا من الأذى. أدعية. These أدعية, actually, there's a lot of أدعية, which is أحوال. Anything that you do. When you go into a market, you're going to do marketing, buying some whatever shopping. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له ملك ولا الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. These types of dhikr, ad'iyah, is very important for us as Muslims. It's always keeping your mouth, remembering Allah in each and everything you do. And that's one of the opportunities in Ramadan, is to remember Allah as far as you can. This is one of the lessons. Dhikr. Qara'at al-Qur'an. Reading. Reciting Qur'an. Qur'an is not only for Ramadan. Ramadan is the Shahr al-Qur'an. Yes, Ramadan is very important to recite Ramadan, to recite Qur'an. Many numbers as far as you can. So if you manage to read it yourself, to attend all the Taraweeh, to attend the Qiyam, you actually manage to finish reading Qur'an many, many times. The more you read it, it's 10 hasanat for each and every one letter. God knows how many letters in the whole Quran. Wallahu yudha'if liman yasha', Allah magnify as far as he wants actually. So it's not limited to 10. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might magnify it to you to something that we don't know anything about it. So you have to understand that this is not only in Ramadan that we have to read Quran and then close the book and keep it close to the next Ramadan. No. Ramadan is a day, this Quran is a daily book that we have to read. Whatever we can read. When you read Quran, you have to understand the words behind it, because this is our book. This is the book that actually controls us, promises us, learners actually teach us a lot of lessons and stories and all things, wisdom, everything is in Quran. وَلَقَدْ ضَرَبْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ. Every example in life is in Quran. So if you manage to read Quran many times in Ramadan, then congratulations. InshaAllah, all the hasanat, all the good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will count it to you. And we have to know that reading Quran is very important. And I remember the story of scholar Ahmad ibn Hanbal. He was teaching one of his students. And then they told him, one of your students is actually finishing reading Quran every night. After Isha, up till Fajr. The whole night he's reading Quran. And he wants to teach him that reading Quran is not like reading newspapers. So he told him, actually, are you doing this? And he said, yes, I'm doing this. And he said, next time when you read Quran, imagine that I'm sitting in front of you and you're reading to me. Tell me how good have you been? And he came, he did that. He came second and he said, I've just finished only 10 just, that's all what I finished. So I'm okay. Next day, inshallah, when you read it, imagine that you are sitting in front of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Read Quran in front of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Imagine that Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam will correct your errors. Tell me, how good have you been? He went and came back next day and told him, I just finished Juz Amma. That's all. Then told him, okay, next day, inshallah, when you read Quran, read it as if you are reading in front of Allah. And the student actually just shocked. He said, yes, in front of Allah. Imagine Allah is in front of you and you're reading Quran to him. The student came second day and the amount of crying was clear in his eyes. And he told him, I just finished Fatha. That's all, finished Fatha. There is a hadith Qudsi. We really need to understand this hadith. Not only about Quran, about all our behavior. يا عبادي إن كنتم تعتقدون أني لا أراكم فهذا ضعف في إيمانكم وإن كنتم تعتقدون أني أراكم فلما جعلتموني أهون الناظرين إليكم. اللهم حاشا لله أن نجعلك أهون الناظرين إلينا. This hadith is a sacred hadith. He said, actually, if you think that Allah don't see you, then you have something wrong in your belief of Allah. But if you think that Allah can see you, so why do you actually undermine and minimize the power of Allah and the glory of Allah if Allah could see you? And we have to say that حاشا لله. No, we have to admit the glory of Allah in everything you do. When you read Quran, you do anything. This is very important. I want to also highlight something very important, which we can see in Ramadan during among our sisters. They wear hijab only in salah. After salah, no hijab. Hijab is not a salah uniform. Hijab is mandatory. قُلْ لِأَزْوَاجِكَ وَبَنَاتِكَ وَنِسَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It's mandatory for every man, every one of us. It's not uniform. It's not a salah uniform. It's not an occasion uniform. I'm going to a party, you wear this hijab. No. It's mandatory. And they have to remember that hadith. If you think that Allah don't see you, then that's something wrong in your belief. If you think that Allah could see you, فَلِمَ جَعَلْتُمُونِي أَهْوَلِ النَّظَرِينَ إِلَيْكُمْ. Don't undermine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His glory. So we have to highlight this point. We have to highlight also the value of tawbah. Who managed to do tawbah in Ramadan, I'm asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for repentance. التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له. Whoever has been actually done repentant and Allah accepted it, as if he hasn't done it. As if he hasn't done this at all. And Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, give us a very nice hadith, told us what will happen to you as a slave when you ask Allah for repentance and Allah accepts your repentance. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ told us in a hadith, إِذَا تَابَ الْعَبْدِ, what happened? يُنْسِ اللَّهُ حَفَظَتَهُ ذُنُوبًا وَيَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَعَالِمَهُ وَجَوَارِحَهُ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ فَيَلْقَى اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ شَاهِدٍ. Subhanallah. So you've done something wrong. You ask Allah for repentance. Whatever it is, unless you've seen someone steal something. But ask Allah for repentance and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts his repentance. What happens? The angel who recorded this sin will forget. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him forget the sin. Because he is the witness. تأتي كل نفس معها سائق وشهيد. Every one of us in the day of judgment, someone is going to take you by the hand, سائق وشهيد, a witness in all what you've done. This witness will not remember. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him forget. This is one. The second one, يَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَعَالِمَهُ وَجَوَارِحَهُ. That means, let's assume he stole something. His hand doesn't remember. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, تَشْهَدْ عَلَيْهُمْ جُلُودُهُمْ. Your skin will told us if you deny that what you've done. So now the skin and the hand don't remember. There's no witness at all. So he's going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the day of judgment, and there's no witness. So even if you remember that you've done something wrong, there's nothing to prove. التَّائِرُ مِنَ الذَّنْبِ كَمَنْ لَا ذَنْبَ لَهُ, as you haven't done it. It's a huge opportunity, and the gate of tawbah is open, Ramadan or not Ramadan. So we have to ask, and always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for repentance, for forgiveness. It's something that we live with. As long as you are still alive, in a day, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, for repentance. Because that's what you're going to get. It's a huge opportunity. أَن تَعْفُ عَن مَنْ ظَلَمَ. You forgive other people also as well. الْكَظِمِينَ الْغَيْضَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Those people who forgive the others if the others has done something wrong to you. Those ones who forgive the people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take them on the day of judgment, honored, على رؤوس العباد, in front of everyone, and ask them, أن يختاروا من حور الجنة ما شاءوا, in front of the people. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, حور الجنة, those beautiful actually women that Allah promised us in Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask this one, the forgiver, select the one you like. It's a huge honor. الْكَظِمِينَ الْغَيْضَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. So all of these things actually are lessons from Ramadan. Ramadan is not only about just fasting. No. There's a lot of values, treasures, canoes in this month. So don't miss it. If you've missed it, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you another opportunity. It's a huge opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us in this month. بِرُّ الْوَلِدَيْنِ. You have to ask, talk to your parents. بِرُّ الْوَلِدَيْنِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this one more than time. وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍ وَلَا تَنَارْهُمَا. This month of Ramadan is raising this value. As Muslims, we are a deen, a religion that actually supports us and raises the value of a family. Parents, father and mother, salat al-rahim, all of your relatives. You have to keep that relation. You have to keep that relation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us all of these values. We are raising these values. It is that the value of Ramadan. And we have to keep all of these things. If you manage to make any good habit in this Ramadan, ask Allah to make you continue the same habit. Don't stop it. It's only for Ramadan. Ramadan is not like, it's the same for hasanat. It's for you an opportunity to practice this and then continue doing it. Don't get back and then don't do it. That's a retreat. This is something very bad in tikasa. If you haven't done something good, continue doing this one. Because you have taken one step forward. Don't get back that one step. If you manage to make that one step forward, keep the step forward, next, and so on. الله سبحانه وتعالى سكي سورة الأيه من أعطى واتقى وصدق بالحسنى فسنيسره لليسرى. If you take the initiative to do something good, even with your intentions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you another opportunity and facilitate the good things again and again. But you have to make that initiative. Some people actually commit sins, but they're waiting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give another opportunity. You haven't done anything. You have to take the opportunity and the initiative to do something. This is very important. So don't miss the opportunity. As long as you've managed to do one thing good, continue. Continue doing this one. Try to prove to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that your intention is not a Ramadan intention. It's a whole year intention. And it's all about intentions. If you intend to do something good and you haven't done it for whatever reason, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide you the good deeds because your intention was good. Something actually out of control has stopped you. If you, not only this, so if you haven't done it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you. If you manage to make the intention and do it, you will get another hasanat, inshallah. And it's the opposite, the other way around. If you intend to do something bad, but you haven't done it, subhanallah, you will take hasanat. You haven't done it. You just the intention was bad, but you decided not to do it. You will take hasanat. Can you imagine this? Subhanallah. It's a huge opportunity. So we have to take the initiative as far as we can. We know it's difficult, but as far as we can, we have to do it, inshallah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم تستغفروه. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الناس ثلاثة. ساع سريع الرجع وطالب بطيء الرجع ومقصر في النار هوى اليمين والشمال مضلة والطريق الوسطى هي الجادة عليها ذات الكتاب ومنبر السنة هلك من ادعى وخاب من افترى وهلك أعداؤنا وأعداء الله. Brothers and sisters, in these days we have to remember our brothers, sisters, children who are really, really suffering all over the world, Muslims. Their suffering is endless. His suffering is really endless. But that's what Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام told us before. ما أصابك لم يكن ليخطئك وما أخطأك لم يكن ليصيبك. If something wrong happens to you, this is not a coincidence. No. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written that it's going to happen to you. And that is, you have to accept it. You have to accept it. And that goes into sabr, patience, ihtisab عند الله. كذلك يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب. So, our brothers and sisters all over the world, do not forget them in your dua. الدُّعَاء مخ العبادة. Dua is the heart of worship. Put Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام in anything. When things get very, very difficult and hard, stands, raise his hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dua. Don't forget this. This is the exit of any difficulties we're going through. We know that a lot of people are going through really difficult circumstances. They totally forgot to do that. I swear to God, I've done it for myself. I recommend it for my friends. It's a magic. Wallahi al-Azim, it's something unbelievable. If you stand to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah for istighfar and help, wallahi, I don't know, I can tell you stories about myself. It's magic, something that you can't believe it will happen. It happens. So don't forget these things. Dua is magic, is just a power Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us to us. Just stand, all you have to do, just do wudu. Pray to Allah to rak'ah and raise your hands and ask Him for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make your problem. Raise it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is where the help, where the finite help is going to come from. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala controls the whole earth. Subhanallah. There's a story from Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam. He saw an ant, a small ant. Subhanallah. He saw the ant. There is actually a big fish coming to the beach. The ant pick some food and go to the mouth of this ant, of this fish. The fish open the mouth and the ant goes in. And what happened? This fish closed its mouth, goes down to the water. And Prophet Sulaiman was just surprised, what's going on? He was waiting, and then he actually found out that the ant came back. And as you know, Prophet Sulaiman, he could talk to animals, he could talk to ants, he could talk to birds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided him this power, subhanAllah. And he asked this ant, where have you been? SubhanAllah. And this ant told him that there's a blind creature deep down in the sea. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordering this ant to provide food for this one. It's just a creature that nobody knows who was that. How many millions and millions and millions of creatures and down in the sea that we have no idea how they are provided by their food. We don't know. This is something controlled totally by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma rzuqna kama tarzuq al-tayr, dagdu khimasan wa taruhu bitana. The birds coming in the morning, hungry, fly. Who knows where the food is going to come from? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this rizq. Who knows? We always tend to forget that our exit point is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. من يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا مخرج في الضيق. When it comes to ضاقة فلما استحكمت حلقاتها فرجت وكنت أظنها لن تفرجوا. Everything comes really really tight, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The magic will happen when it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have a poem actually, دع الأمور تجري في أعنتها ولا تبيتن إلا خالي الباني فرب طرفة عين يبدل الله بعدها من حال إلى حال. سبحان الله. All you have to do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could change your circumstances in a blink of an eye. In no time. It is an endless power of Allah. All you have to do is just raise your hands and ask Allah for help. And I'm asking you, in all your dua, do not forget our brothers and sisters and children in Iraq, in Palestine, in Kashmir, in Shisha, in every part of the world. The number of orphans across among Muslims is not just like endless. But that is Prophet Muhammad told us about this fact. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَوِلْهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Our days are coming. Always remember that. So don't despair. You have just to remember this one with dua, inshaAllah. I also want to remind you, Zakat al-Fitr, it's a mandatory zakat. It's a mandatory zakat. Zakat al-Fitr ala al-Ru'us. It's the number of people, not how much you have. Number of people. For every father, it's mandatory. Your wife, your children, your servant, if you have one. Sometimes it's 2.5 pounds, sometimes it's 3. Let's just pay as far as you can. There are people who are really, really in need. Allah yudha'if liman yasha. You pay a pound, you don't know how many this pound is going to take. Actually, because keep in mind something. You might say that I am actually in trouble, I am in bad circumstances, and so on. The more you spend when you are in trouble, the more good deeds you take. Because if you spend it out of actually your suffering, but the good deeds you take, inshaAllah. And the zakat al-fitr is mandatory, even on those ones poor people. And there's a lot of hadith about the zakat. It's actually a sa', which is, as ulama actually said, estimated this sa', according to the common food that you have in the country. In this country, it's estimated in this. You can issue it as money because that's the common thing that we have. In reality, this money is actually going to go to some poor people who are really, really in need among the Muslims all over the world. So there are people here among Muslims actually that are really, really in need. In China, they've got a problem. You've probably seen it in the BBC, Muslims in China. The annual income is $20 a year. Can you imagine this? How much do you pay a toy for your son? Be honest. How much do you pay? There are people, Muslims in the world, the annual income is $20. It's just like £50 a year. A toy for our sons could cost us probably double this. اتقوا الله. لا خير فيه إن لم أقولها ولا خير فيكم إن لم تسمعوها. We have to rate these points. We have to ask and thank Allah for the opportunity He gave us. Alhamdulillah. We are far, far better than a lot of Muslims across the world. And we have to share and give part of that money as far as we can to them to keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeping that blessing for us. داو مرضاكم بالصدقة. This is the hadith of Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام. If you have someone is sick, issue some money, actually a lot of money as a صدقة. داو مرضاكم بالصدقة. Because when you pay money as a صدقة for someone who is sick, Allah سبحانه وتعالى will help him to recover. So it's really a treasure that Allah سبحانه وتعالى gave us. Don't remember, don't forget this. So zakat al-fitr, don't forget, and it's a must now, because if tomorrow is Eid, you have to issue this one now. So don't miss this opportunity. In Eid, inshaAllah, as you know, you have to do the takbir. Takbir Eid al-Fitr, it starts after Maghrib of the last day of Ramadan and continuously up to Salat al-Eid. After Maghrib in the last day of Ramadan. That's the Sunnah from Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. That's the takbir for Salat al-Eid al-Fitr. That's different from Salat in Eid al-Adha. It's start from the first day of the Hijjah. But for this, Eid al-Fitr, after Maghrib of the last day of Ramadan. And it's Sunnah that on the day of Eid, before you come in and pray, inshallah, you have to take some dates. That's the Sunnah from Prophet Muhammad. One, to prove that you are not fasting, because it's forbidden to do any fasting on the day Eid day. You have to eat. So when you take some actually dates on in the morning, this is Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, the Sunnah. As we are subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, as Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, he's a proper model, example that we have to follow. He's a role, the best role model that we have to follow. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. And we have to follow Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام. He takes some dates. So and I urge you, as a following to Prophet Muhammad, before you come and just get some dates. The end that we have, لابد أن نحيي السنن, that we have to raise the sunan Prophet Muhammad, to keep it, to teach it for us, for our children, grandchildren, and so on. To keep these ones, this is very important for them to know. Because they will ask, why are you asking dates? Why don't you take, it's like an ice cream or something. No, it's Prophet Muhammad. Because that children is asking these questions, and they're right. If you don't do it, where are they going to get the knowledge from? You have to do it. Because that you are the role example, actually, model for your son or your daughter. And this is very important. When you come in, inshallah, in a sunan that you have to keep, actually, clothes new. You have to smile to the people. You have to congratulate each and every one. It's to mend at you on that day. To show the pleasure, the happiness of this Eid. To share it with the others. Surah al-Rahim, and visiting friends and visiting relatives and asking about parents and everything. To raise in this Eid, it's a pleasure for everyone. Min al-Sunan also, that when you come in, you know, if you can walk, it's better. The purpose actually of walking, one is just because you walk, you're going to come slowly. So you're going to have the opportunity to meet other people and congratulate them and smile for them. This is very important, to do a smile in the front of your brother or sister Muslim. Salaamu alaykum. This is very important. And also when you go back, you actually take a different route, because it gives you another opportunity to meet other people. So that's the purpose. So we have to raise these sunan. It's very important to teach it. We do it, our daughters and sons inshallah will do it. Because one of the things that happens during the generation, a lot of sunan just died in between, because nobody's practicing, so it's dead. So that, not because it doesn't exist, but because we don't do it. And that's probably one of the things that the non-Muslims, when they actually assess us, they are just like assessing some kind of the car by the driver. So if the driver is driving the car badly, then the car is bad. It's not. It's actually the car is good. The driver is bad, which we are the drivers. And that's why we have to give a good example. We have to be good drivers to give the good impression about our religion. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم تقبل صيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا وصدقاتنا في رمضان يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك على الوجه الذي يرضيك عنا. اللهم تقبل أعمالنا صالحة خالصة لوجهك الكريم يا رب العالمين. اللهم وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. صلي وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
أما يرسل تسليما كثيرا الله.